Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jason. I'm here at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival, and I'm glad you stuck around for it because it's the last few minutes of the show. I'm here with Vinnie Thompson. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. How was your day here today?
It was pretty good. A lot of good folks coming in and out, asking some good art questions.
Oh, very nice. So we haven't seen you in a bit, but not too long ago, you finally got issue 4 of Vinnie and Bud out.
That's correct,
which
yes.
Which is awesome.
Thank you.
Was this the issue where you started doing full-length stories?
That is correct. Okay. I'm very excited about the new storyline.
Oh, cool. What kind of hijinks did they get into in issue 4?
Well, this one is an interesting book. It features the very first arcade machine, like when Space Invaders first gets introduced to the arcades, but it starts a riot because everybody wants to play at once. Plus, we get to delve into the more darker issue, which is Grandpa's flashback situation.
Oh.
So we have a little history of when Vinny and his brother Bill first move in with Crazy Gramps, when he still had a little bit of sanity and his wife was still alive.
Oh, okay.
So it gave me a lot of opportunity to invent a new spouse character to go back to this kind of prequel-ish type of storyline. So okay. The book does have a lot of good elements that I think readers would find interesting.
Oh, very nice. You said you're already working on issue 5 as well.
I have 10 pages ready to go.
Oh, cool.
Inked and ready to process. The strip is featuring a strong female character named Tiffany.
Okay.
It's been a long time criticism that Vinny and Bud has not had enough female characters in the strip.
Okay.
So I have corrected that and will continue to correct it. So I've decided to add a new character. Her name's Tiffany. And to find out what she's about, you're going to have to read the book.
Based on anyone in real life?
Kind of like the perfect girl.
Okay.
Kind of like the perfect girl. Maybe the one that got away,
oh,
possibly.
Okay.
Have to leave that up to the readers.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And you started drawing some superheroes as well.
I did. Last year, I came to the conclusion that superhero art is very important, so I decided to try my hand at doing it. I've always wanted to do superhero art, but never really knew how. So last winter, took the time, had a book, How to Draw the Marvel Way, plus I've been influenced by a lot of good artists.
Okay.
So actually sat down and did a Deadpool. It turned out really well.
Yeah.
So I did a Spider-Man and a few other ones. I decided to do Captain America for this show.
Yeah.
And hopefully by the Comic-Con in Hamilton in October, I'll have a Yoda.
Oh, nice. That turned out great.
Thank you. Thank you. I really, really put a lot of work into him.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Thank you so much. I thought he was really... I wanted to do him first, but then I thought, no, do Deadpool first and work up to the Captain.
Oh, very
good. Got to do the Captain justice. Got to do them all justice, but I knew the Captain was going to be harder to do.
Oh, it looks great.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I know you do small shows and big shows. Do you have a preference, sir?
I like the smaller shows because they're more intimate. Like, you can really sit and talk with people, whereas the big shows, it's so fast-paced. You don't really get a chance. And if you do sit... Yeah, so at least you get a chance to sit and talk with people about the art. Whereas the big shows, if you even talk to somebody more than 15 minutes, you've lost like 7 sales.
Right.
Because people are walking, they're looking at everything, they see you talking to somebody, okay, well, on to the next guy. Whereas the smaller show, they're more apt to come back. It's like, oh, I was interested in that artist before. I'll do a loop around. Oh, he's free, I'll go talk to him.
Oh, nice.
But the bigger shows, I don't find that as much because they'll get lost in Comic-Con land.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's a million things going on. You're like, oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. And like, especially if you have ADD, like I have a touch of, you'll be like,
yeah.
So this is, oh, shiny new puppy. Like, you know, out of the blue.
Nice.
But yeah, I do prefer the smaller venues.
All right, cool. I'm going to let you go. I know you got to pack up. I have
sure.
to get back in there and pack up
yes.
too, but I'm sure we'll see you around. Are you going to be at Fan Expo?
I don't believe I'll be at Fan Expo. I haven't really talked to Alfonso, but I booked time off to come here.
Okay.
And that, I think, is falling on the Labor Day weekend, is it not?
It is, actually, yeah.
Too hard to get the time off.
I could imagine.
Yeah, but I'll be at the Hamilton one.
All right, we'll definitely look for you there.
I will be there.
And always awesome seeing you and your work at these shows, so thanks for talking to us again, man.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.